Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west, where real women come equipped with scripts and fake breasts. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint, buy an old drop top, find a spot to pimp. What's up, Wisconsin? Welcome to Raised in Wisco, the show that tells you about the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. How to hunt, how to fish, how to climb rocks, how to use those sideways bananas called kayaks.
You'll never
catch me dead in one. I'm Joel Clayfish.
The person over there
who can't clearly wait to talk is Danielle Fairman. My sidekick, my ride or die,
whoop, whoop.
My buddy, my hunting buddy for several years.
Yes.
And I don't really believe in like aura and all that goofy stuff, but I have to tell you, I vibrate at this time of year because my inner chi, is that a thing? People say chi.
We'll go with it.
My inner chi, my inner self, it's riding on cloud nine because it's hunting season,
woo!
Baby. And today is the opener of deer and turkey. Now, I'm a fall turkey hunter. Not many people are, but we got an unbelievable show. I'm so excited. We got Mike Kretschmer here, fresh on the tail of a black bear hunt in northern Wisconsin. Yeah. We got Ellie along with us today, who I had the pleasure of hunting geese with on a banner day. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
And Ellie brought some food along today, and we had goose pot pie. Jess is running the joint. Jess, what's going on? Are you having a good week so far? Did you have a good week?
Well, you know, I had a really great start to this night because you finally brought in food.
I know. I've been talking about it for a while. And Jess is the absolute quintessential perfect person that we're targeting in Wisconsin who has not hunted before. She's fished a little bit.
She's foraged.
You haven't fished either?
No. What?
We are taking you fishing immediately.
I'm going horse riding tomorrow with Ellie.
Wait a minute.
We can go Saturday.
So many,
we're going
fishing Saturday.
That's the coolest thing about this show is that we have all these people who experience these things in the great outdoors. I'm going to pick up an air shotgun tomorrow.
Are you?
Because, you know, I made that promise that I would turkey hunt. I would kill
serpent?
My first
yeah,
turkey.
Yeah. From Serpent Arms. Yep.
I'm going to pick up the 28-gauge tungsten shooting air shotgun. Well, I'm hoping you're with me when I use it for the first time. Danielle and I are going to go hunting. Jess is going to go hunting. But you had something. You were so excited to talk about something.
What were you
so excited to talk about?
The fact that you brought up my weekly Wisco.
What?
I went rock climbing. Indoor rock climbing. But the fact that
is not rock climbing.
Go ahead and you try it, Joel Clayfish.
Oh, you don't think I've tried it?
Have you?
I've 100%
have
tried it.
Yeah,
but I just want to say try does not mean successfully accomplish.
Indoor or outdoor?
I tried the indoor deal.
Yeah. Have you been indoor rock climbing
at
Adventure Rock?
Yeah.
Why is everyone acting like this is a casual thing? Like,
no,
that
it's
was
hard.
Exhausting.
It is hard.
I
guarantee it.
Oh, yeah. And what I've learned is, like, everybody who starts new at it, they suck themselves up to the rock.
Yeah.
That's the hardest. Like the good experienced climbers, they're hanging way out from the rock dangling.
And then you're putting so much pressure on your elbows. They like lean
yeah,
their bodies
right.
against the wall to climb up and just shelf themselves. Because so Josie.
That's funny because that's what my wife tells me to shelf myself when I get out of line. Why don't you shelf yourself, buddy?
Go shelf it.
That's funny.
But Josie, Josh's daughter, went away to Kellam.
Who's Joe? Okay, listen.
Oh, let's talk about
Josh. If you're new
again.
To Raised in Wisco, we want to welcome you to the show. You can hear us on every civic media station throughout Wisconsin, the 13 civic media stations throughout the state, Saturdays at 11, and we have a blast.
We do.
So let me just, Danielle Fairman, my trusty sidekick here. I'm Joel Clayfish. She's Danielle Fairman. She has a new-ish boyfriend. It's almost in the new category anymore.
No.
His name is Josh, and apparently he's got an appendage named...
Appendage?
Well, a kid, I don't know who this is in relation to Josh.
Then he has three appendages, not just one.
Okay, Ellie, you just show up on the show and you think you know all this stuff? For goodness sake. Anyway, is this one of his kids?
Josie is his middle kid, the only female,
okay.
The only daughter. So he has three kids. He has Luke, Josie, and Tucker. So Josie went off to Kalamazoo this weekend.
Those are all very country names, like country singer names.
Yeah, they are.
Josie.
Good for them.
Luke.
Tucker.
Yeah, Tucker.
All
right.
But so she goes to Adventure Rock. She is, I want to call her a professional rock climber. She goes to Adventure Rock all the time, once a week. She was on the climbing team for Kettle Moraine.
Oh, that's exciting. So How old is she?
She is 18. She just turned 18.
So she's actually experienced at this. Yes, she's been doing it for years.
I don't remember what it's called. But
this is Danielle's weekly risk-o, by the way.
She has where she can...
Belay.
Belay, thank you. She can belay people. And so she did it to her dad, and she was bringing him down and just... stopped right before his feet could touch the ground.
No.
So he's just dangling there sideways, just rotating it the whole place.
So she stopped him
laughing.
On purpose.
Yes.
So I have a question. If you go to a rock climbing place and you climb on your birthday, is it still a belayed birthday?
Oh, dear Lord.
That, okay.
That wasn't
you deserve to be belayed for that.
Is that dad joke number two today?
I think it's number two. We're at two already. Yeah,
the first one wasn't really a dad joke.
Okay, but. That's what I did. Rock climbing. That was the coolest thing. She wanted to do that.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
Really?
Absolutely loved it.
I got to say this about Danielle Fairman. Danielle Fairman embraces everything. And I have to tell you, as horrifying as it seems half the time, like shoving myself in a sideways banana, I would feel like I was at Glenn's Market in Watertown being stuffed into sausage casing. That is what I would feel like.
I'd pay to watch that.
Same.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you. I know I'm a good swimmer and everything, but I always feel like no matter what kayak I'd be in, I'd be top heavy and I would flip over. Cause like all
the
I remember is watching
amazing.
Sesame Street when I was a kid and those guys would flip over and I would just dump upside down and I couldn't flip it back and I'd go to a watery grave. That's how I would die.
Oh,
in
I
a
mean,
sideways
you could
banana.
Crawl out of
I don't
it,
even like
go
bananas.
On top of it, that's but... what.
Yeah, I suppose that's what they say, but I'd be stuck. I could see it. Unless I like greased up my sides.
Yeah.
You just, know, just so I could slip out.
Definitely grease up.
Grease up before you go. Let that be the lesson of Danielle's weekly Wisco. Grease up before you go kayaking. Jess, are you a kayaker?
Not in a while, but I mean, I'd go again.
You have tried kayaking.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I hear the word kayak, I think of the Billy Joel song. Kayak, yak, yak, yak.
The way
you
put it, maybe we're turning people off with going kayaking, thinking they're going to flip over all the
no,
time.
No, listen.
Oh, no. The kayaks nowadays, especially I have an Old Town Pedal, like 160 kayak, and it is a game changer because you actually use your feet instead of your arms, so you get wet all the time, and you actually can cast and fish and paddle at the same
time. So you're steering. You're steering and propelling yourself with
your feet.
With pedals.
You're steering with your... There's a little knob on the left-hand side.
Okay.
That steers the fin in the back. So
that
it
runs the
you.
Rudder.
Yeah. So then
in the back.
You're pedaling to go and then steering.
There's so
the
many
hand.
Good kayaks now that there's people that actually stand up and fish off of the kayaks.
That's
like standing.
What I do.
Okay, nobody stands on a kayak.
For real.
I do.
Bologna
for real.
Sausage.
All the time.
For real.
I don't buy it. That's okay. Okay.
If you do, you just have to grease up.
if you're standing that's Ellie Smoller. She's part of the Share the Heritage Foundation.
You're doing great
What they do is really help new folks get into the outdoors, and they focus on getting women into the outdoors. The largest you were standing, that's not a kayak.
That
looks
is
like
a yacht.
That's like 17
it's a
feet
kayak.
Wide
yeah that's
it's
how
a kayak
are now.
That's what it is. It's a kayak.
Kayak.
Well, I might try something like that, maybe. Yeah. I certainly wouldn't want it in that color, though. Do they make them in camo?
They do.
Sherpers. Can you hunt out of them?
You can. They actually have. They actually have frames for kayaks.
When I was just getting into hunting, my mom bought me one of those tubes that you sit in. In the tubes, it's like a giant diaper. You jump, and then you paddle yourself around
with fins on the bottom. Yeah.
The fins on the bottom. All I know is I tried it for the first time and I couldn't get out of it. I couldn't get out. So I was stuck with this like inner tube around my waist and I didn't kill anything.
That was last week?
My mom's in. Kretschmer, you're so funny. So my weekly Wisco is the fact that, and like I say, I'm not some great cook or classically trained chef. I just like to eat, which makes me cook a lot, which means I stumble on good recipes once in a while and good food. So I got a call from my good buddy Mark Kakich, who's a couple times state duck calling champion. He's been on Raised in Wisco before. He says, hey, can you come and do a cooking demonstration for state and federal wardens and employees of the DNR? We're doing kind of a duck identification thing up in Horicon. So I got to go up there and I just made wild goose barbecue sandwiches. So what's the number one thing you always hear that tastes like junk, people, as far as wild game? Everyone always criticizes what?
The goose.
Mm-hmm. Goose, Canada right. goose, Canada
they sure
goose.
Do.
So we've talked about the recipe here before, and I have to say, so I brought in a pot pie today that had the recipe of the wild goose, the original part where I make it in the crock pot or the Instant Pot with the seasonings and oil, and we talked about why it gets rid of the gamey flavor and everything. But Jess ate goose. Did you eat goose for the first time tonight then?
No.
No, oh, you've had goose before?
Yep. When I was in undergrad, I had a friend with an uncle who loved to make goose jerky.
Okay.
So I would eat a lot of that.
And that's, I mean, when you turn anything into shoe leather, it pretty much tastes the same. That's my opinion.
I mean, it was great. I just carry a bag of it in my backpack. Yeah, it's really snacking on it in the library. It was great.
Just watch for a BB.
Well, yeah, that's true. When my kids were real young growing up, when they'd get a BB, I would buy those little cages at the jewelry store, and we'd put the BB in there like it was a treasure, a prize.
Oh, really?
And so they thought they were lucky if they got it. Well, that is the problem. You can chip a tooth on it.
Got a story about that that we'll share another time.
Yeah, right. Oof. What did you think of the goose, Jess?
Oh, it was delicious.
Oh, yay.
You know, I know producer Jess well enough to know she tells the truth.
Yeah. Yep.
If that sucked, she'd be like, that was horrible.
I would have given you a little producer's note on it.
I will tell you.
It was delicious. It was wonderful. Thank you for bringing it in.
Well, I'm just excited. And I think this is why I think it's so important to work on making your wild game taste good. Because I think somebody like Jess, who's on the precipice of her first hunt ever, first mm-hmm. experience hunting, she may or may not pull the trigger. She may or may not actually, you know, a turkey. We may never have one in front of us. But you can get people to understand bringing something from the field to the table that way, especially if they eat it and they love it.
Absolutely.
What were you going to say, Mike?
That pot pie, and you know, I've eaten a lot of wild game in my day. That pot pie was probably the best goose. I mean, I don't want to make Joel's head big, but
well,
I
what are you talking about?
Say,
I got a 10-gallon hat.
I know you do. But
Joel,
I will tell you that's one of the best
ways. Did
Rebecca
make it?
Becky made that one.
Yeah.
I can't lie. I can't lie about it. Now, I will say, okay, to be clear, I made the goose, which is my standard recipe. She made the roux and then made the filling and the gravy for the pot
awesome.
Pie.
Awesome. It was great. It was great. We need that recipe.
Anyway, that was my weekly Wisco, which was absolutely awesome. Ellie Mae Smoller is here. Share the Heritage. Mike Kretschmer is going to talk about his awesome bear hunt. We're going to tease him a little bit about the size of his bear, but let's not worry about that now. He said not on the air. That means it is. Danielle Fairman, take us to the break.
We are already at the break.
We'll be right back. Nothing like a little Kid Rock to get you revved up for the hunting season. I'm Joel Clayfish. That's Danielle Fairman. This is Raised in Wisco, the radio show on Civic Media Saturdays at 11 a.m. that will show you, help you, tell you, you tell us how to best enjoy the outdoors of the state of Wisconsin. I love this state.
I
spend my time in the outdoors. I'm a little nerd, Danielle.
Joel.
That was a good weekly Wisco, a brand new topic. You rock climbed.
Yes.
We have got some awesome topics coming up. Mike Kretschmer finally pulled his Wisconsin bear tag. He was up there and he did slay a bear.
He did musky bear and drinking, I saw on Facebook, which is fantastic.
Musky bear and drinking. Yeah, you were not all too unfamiliar with that either. I remember a little Facebook post that you had with some bud something or other in your hand and popped it and drank it on Facebook.
Oh, that was my rodeo yeah. week.
Okay.
That was
that's right.
Oh, and you were up in Crandon.
That was your first rodeo.
Oh, was it Crandon?
That's not my first rodeo, but it was Danielle's first rodeo.
It was my first rodeo. And then I was in Crandon. That was, yeah.
You've been all over the state like me.
I've been trying to. I'm trying to do new things.
State travelers raised in Wisco.
One thing that you have done that I have not done yet, musky fish. I have not yet caught a musky.
In your life?
In my life.
We got to do that this fall.
I've caught muskies through the ice, little ones, but.
Yeah. Well, the one that you
Danielle,
got,
Kretschmer. I have not either. So we're going to get our first muskies together.
I'm in. Let's
okay, I've never
we're
caught a legal
it.
Muskie either. Can you help us out with that, Kretschmer?
So can you take us?
13 years of guiding Southeast Wisconsin on muskies. I think we can make that happen.
Okay, well, let's do it. Let's put our money where our mouth is.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a little nervous about this next topic because I went, Ellie Mae Smoller, she...
Ellie Mae.
She saw me, like she went hunting with us
okay.
the other day.
Yes.
We had a, was Ooh, that
I'm
a morning
excited
or an
to hear
afternoon?
About
that,
though.
Saturday morning.
Yeah, it was Saturday morning. Yeah. We actually went and it was a banner hunt. Four of us and shot. Five of us. We shot. My mathematics is a tick off. So this was Jess, producer Jess. Yes, I did.
What? We're
going through.
What are you talking about, Joel?
I'm not. Oh, that's right. The audience isn't telepathic.
So oh, my goodness.
No.
Jess is trying to subtly communicate with me, and I'm answering telepathically.
Ellie, you guys went goose hunting.
Yeah, so she got to see me like outside of the studio in the real element. We
it
had
was
an
fabulous.
Unbelievable banner moment. We got two bands, shot 12 geese, and they were finishing like perfectly right in front of us. What did you think of that? How many times had you gone actually goose hunting, Ellie?
I'd say probably half a dozen. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so you're fairly new to goose hunting. I mean, it's fair to say.
Yeah.
And what did you think of the experience? How was it?
I thought it was fantastic. I haven't hunted with a group of guys in a long time because I guide mainly all women hunts.
Yeah. So it was four guys and Ellie.
Yeah. I had a blast, literally. I think we didn't stop laughing the entire time. It was a
Usually
beautiful
how
morning.
It is.
The geese were totally tricking us up. We put out, I don't know, Joel, what, like 150 silhouettes?
Yeah, we had a lot of silhouettes out, a lot. And the wind was wrong.
Yes.
So, I mean,
oh, no.
we had a permanent, kind of a little permanent blind there. So we really we could play the wind as much as we could from where we were positioned. And the geese didn't like it, but and we didn't take unethical shots. So we kind of still waited till we were able to do it.
Yep.
But I have to tell you the weird part, like the first three rounds, we called the shot. And Ellie never stood up and fired.
Why? What was going on over there?
I would look at her and she was still sitting down with her safety on and she never got up and fired.
That is, however, kind of not true. So
all right.
I'm going to straighten you out right now. So the shortest person was in the middle. That was me. So the first time I go to stand up, you know, and I shoulder my gun, I'm like, wow, this fence is a lot taller than when we came in here and it was dark. So I kind of had to figure out where I was going to shoot. And then Joel's like, hey, you're kind of short. Like, do you want me to move
this? I don't think I said you're kind of short. I think I said,
you're
can
short?
You reach over the top of the blind to shoot?
And what I'm like, oh, yeah, I just need to figure it out, right? Like, just had to play around with it. And then Joel, the second time we all stood up to shoot, Joel looks over at me, and as soon as we get done shooting, he bends the fence down because he's like, this is not going to work.
Like,
you're
you
too
sat
short.
There again. You did not shoot. And I looked at the fence. So now to be fair, we made the fence. We made the blind out of that chicken wire.
It was a great blind. There was nothing wrong with the blind. I'm
but
just
no,
short.
No,
for...
but I should have been more considerate and figured out first that we needed to bend it down in the middle where you were. And once we bent it
perfect.
Down, then she was able to get up and over. But here's a key lesson about this. And I want to talk about this real quick. So Ellie had enough sense about her to be safe. And instead of trying
Always
to get over that
first.
Fence... without having safe shots, she chose not to shoot.
Absolutely.
And I'm so pleased by that decision because when you're out there and you're improvising, not everything's going to be to scale. Not everything's going to fit everybody perfectly. And having, safety first, because I have to tell you, I just read today that there was a man who was hunting in Michigan this goose season, this early goose season, shot himself in the leg.
No.
Evidently hit his femoral artery and died during the goose hunting season in Michigan. Because when you're out there with your buddies, you're never thinking the worst can happen. But the way you guarantee the worst cannot happen is you continue to follow those safety procedures.
Yep.
And you'd think to yourself, someone shot himself in the leg and died? Well, that kind of thing happens. People get in accidents, cut their leg and die because you got a lot of blood flow to your legs. So I don't mean to be a grandma about it or a grandpa about it. Be safe when you're out there. And I think that was a great lesson that
yeah,
Ellie
really
actually
great.
Sat out two rounds of shooting because she didn't feel safe trying to shoot over the
blind.
I
will always pass on an animal if I don't feel safe with the shot. Always. I don't want to injure the animal. I don't want to injure someone else. And that's how everybody should look at it. I've been handling firearms or hunting since I can remember. And safety always first.
Okay. Absolutely. Now we're going to get to some fun stuff, though, because
that's fun.
That's fun.
Safety is fun.
Okay, safety is fun. Sorry. Sorry, Captain Safety Man. I apologize. Safety's fun.
Safety is cool, Joel.
Safety is cool.
Yeah,
and it's also cool to hunt. It's definitely cool to hunt with women because I have to tell you, these goofballs I usually hunt with, John and Ian Kittrell and Woody Whitmore and Rob Brennecke, I mean, they're funny guys. We laugh a lot. I have never laughed so hard in my life than when Ellie was out there in the middle of all of us.
Oh, I believe it.
And she was just like making, you know, teasing. She felt like was right in the slot, joking around, teasing us for being idiots. And we often are. I'll admit that.
I also brought snacks because they were all starving.
And I brought snacks too.
Your snacks were terrible. Pretzel rods. Pretzel rods?
Pretzel rods.
Come on.
Yeah, with anything or just by themselves?
No.
I brought pretzel rods. I brought jerky. I brought Jack Link's jerky, which is good.
But what did
jerky,
you bring to dip the pretzels in?
Nothing.
I did not.
They were dry.
It was a last second throw it in the bag because I had to take my blood pressure medication, okay?
Well, now I feel bad.
Yeah.
Who did all the calling if everybody was eating pretzels? That's
what
I want to
not eat
the
any of the pretzels.
We had calls. Ian. Shout out to Ian.
Ian,
and
Ian
Joel.
Did a great job. Ian and I were halfway decent on calling, and it worked great. And I can't.
Just like that.
But you now we also
yes.
Danielle, you should feel better about this because we had several conversations about where we ended up having to take care of our business in different fields.
Oh, did my
and
story
states,
got brought up?
And your story was brought up.
Oh,
you're not
no.
going to believe what Mike Kretschmer's story was like. Hunting his black bear in up north Wisconsin, and we got an awesome turkey recipe for the opening of turkey season.
Baby, when I think about you, I think about love.
Don't tell me for a minute Kid Rock can't lay it down if he has to. I mean, come on.
I have not listened to Kid Rock in forever.
You know, he's a huge duck hunter.
Is he?
He hunts with the fowl life. He hunts with Chad and Wheat. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Chad Belding and the Fowl Life crew is coming for our Travel Wisco shoots in the fall in November. It's going to be great. We're going to have him on the radio show. On this radio show, Raised in Wisco, heard Civic Media wide through state of Wisconsin, 11 a.m. on Saturdays. Danielle Fairman is next to me. She runs the joint if I'm off hunting or traveling the world somewhere to bring you awesome stories on Raised in Wisco.
Absolutely.
I'm Joel Clayfish. We got producer Jess in the studio. Mike Kretschmer's here with his bear hunt. Ellie Mae Smoller's here, and she went hunting with us this last weekend. But folks, listen, I want to tell you about the Dom Salvia Show. It now airs from 4 to 6 network-wide on Civic Media stations throughout the state every Monday through Friday. Tune in live or catch up with the podcast at civicmedia.us/shows/Dom-Salvia-show. Now try to remember
that.
Did you
breathe?
civicmedia.us/shows/Dom-Salvia-show.
Sorry.
Jess, what are you doing to me in here? What the hell kind of a liner is that?
That was pretty good, though.
Go to the podcast.
Go to civicmedia.com.
Civicmedia.com.
Oh, and
look follow
up
us.
The show.
Go on Facebook. Go on Facebook and follow our page, Raised in Wisco. We're going to start posting our recipes weekly on this thing now.
Heck yeah.
We
so
need that.
We need to do
pot
that more.
Pie recipe.
Yeah, I've done that pot pie recipe. Like, I've shared that many times.
Your good buddy Mike Kretschmer doesn't have it, though.
Okay. I have sent you that
I don't have it either.
Okay, both of you. Have you heard that we're a podcast? So you can go back. He has said this recipe on this
yes,
show
so many times.
So therefore, you
go
guys are not loyal listeners and you want to be
and
the
if
villains.
You actually, here's the funnier
Yelling.
Part. Because we're live video now on Facebook, you got to tune in just for the get-ups that we wear. I'm not even joking.
The get-up.
You got to see it, Joel.
I look really good in this blue. I don't know what you're talking
about. I think I look great in this cowboy hat. This is a resist-all cowboy hat, and it's straw and black. So you're not really supposed to wear straw after Labor Day. I mean, it's roughly...
Huh? What?
It's kind of like white
roughly
pants.
Did
like,
you just make this up?
No. Roughly. Ellie Mae, you're a real cowboy.
No. You know what? You wear your felt hat whenever you want. You don't, it doesn't matter what they say,
but they do say that, don't they?
They do. However, I wear a felt hat all year round if it goes with my outfit.
Yes. Okay, well, so do I. Now here's part of my problem. Like I hunt in the South with Shelby Ward and Jensen, and we hunt gators and hogs, and they're cowboys down there, and I wear my cowboy hats down there and everything, but they're like man, y'all like a Metro redneck. And I was like, what is a Metro redneck? And they're like, your camo always matches. Now, I'm thinking to myself, like, what? What do you mean my camo matches? Isn't that like the point of camo to have it match?
I think so.
I don't think it's strange that I think that like camo is actually a fashion.
I agree.
I mean, and camo can be like such cool fashion, especially like the band of gear that I wear. It's like awesome, and it goes with the lanyard with the bands on it. I don't know. It's just exciting to me. Kretschmer's laugh. Why are you laughing, Kretschmer? Why are you laughing?
Because you crack me up. You crack me up.
Why is that funny, though?
Because, I don't know. There's like the old guys, you know, they used to go out in red and black plaid, and then there's us that we got to have matching boots, matching shirts, matching pants.
It was so simple then.
The animals know. I'm telling you. The animals know.
Are you kidding me? I am a mismatched camouflage marshmallow when I go out there.
I don't buy that.
Marshmallow? Oh,
I've
yeah.
seen pictures
especially
of you. You think you're fashionable,
because
too. Don't
I'm not
bologna
post
sausage.
Post that on Facebook.
You think you're fashionable, too. You do all, like, the Huntress stuff. Don't give me that.
I do not.
Yes, you do. You wear matching camo, and you're looking off to the side of the camera in your pictures like that. I mean, I do it, too.
Right? I saw that on Saturday? When was that? I don't know.
What? What are you talking
about? You were doing the side look in the camera with the camo.
That's because, like, you know, I got to have the riz when I'm out there, man. I can't be sus.
I do know that Joel really yelled at me.
It just does not work.
Wait, do not Kretschmer's say that cuff- again. Here, that's
you. You just did that on a radio show. Can't be sus. Where are my children? Brady, where are you at?
Listen, I have a 21 and 18-year-old daughter, and I do that just to make it cringe, which is another word they use. I totally love to cringe them out by doing that. It's so fun.
Hey, Joel.
It's so absolutely a riot. What?
I love that for you.
I hate that saying too. I love that for you.
I love that for you.
I love matching camo. I love that for you.
All right, let's talk bear hunting.
Yeah, let's talk about bear hunting. So,
yes, please.
So, in the state of Wisconsin, if you want to hunt Zone A, you have to wait. You put in for a tag literally like 9 or 10 years before you get one.
11.
How many? It took
11.
You 11.
Some
11
people hold
years.
On 12 years.
It took you 11, 12. Yes. Yeah. Oh, for sure. It took me 10 years to get my tag. So Kretschmer pulls a tag and he goes up north to bear hunt.
Yeah. So I go up there deer hunting for the camaraderie and
where?
Everything like that.
Tell me where. Hayward. Tell everybody who's kind of maybe doesn't understand bear hunting, is new to it. Let's hear about
it. Yeah. So, you know, you do have to wait every zone in the state at least 3 to 5 years in some of the zones. But some of the more popular zones are anywhere from 9 to 13, 14 years that people have waited to pull a tag.
That's nuts.
So,
isn't it?
But I mean,
6 points.
Yeah, well, you're getting close.
Yeah, and you could apply. So every year you have to apply. You pay the fee. You apply. You can just take the preference point, or you can apply to actually pull the tag. So in the state of Wisconsin, there is hounds, and then there's bait sitters. So there's two different options how to hunt bear in the state of Wisconsin.
Chase them with dogs.
You can chase them with dogs, and there's a lot of people that love the thrill of the hunt of dog hunting, and there's other people that like to just sit on a bait and wait for the bear to come in. So I'm a sitter. I wanted to be out there. I have land up in Hayward, which is northwest Wisconsin. In between Hayward and Winter, the Chippewa Flowage, world record muskie.
Supposedly came
out of there. That's a whole nother topic. But that I'm just north of the Chippewa Flowage. We have a 40-acre piece in the middle of the Shawamigan National Forest. There's no running water, no electric. I mean, it's just a primitive piece of property. And so we were deer hunting last year, and on my trail camera, I had a really big bear. Mm-hmm. So I said, I'm going to apply for it. I want to sit. I want to shoot my bear on our property with my bow and do it all on my own. So there's
and bow hunting bear. Now yes. I'm gonna.
That sounds fantastic.
It is fantastic, and I have hunted a bear with a bow in Canada. But I'm gonna remind you, usually you don't have a gun with you, and a bear can climb a ladder.
Oh, they can climb a lot of stuff.
Right, they can climb your stand.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that takes it to a different level because you are dealing with an animal that is mostly docile, but
they
if you get an angry bear, it can climb that ladder to you in a matter of seconds.
Yep.
So doing it with a bow is somewhat of a stoic venture.
And now, mind you, by myself, right? It was with a group of people. I'm out there. I'm baiting these bears, going back. I had a lot of sows, which is the female bear, with cubs on my baits.
And it is against the law
yes, correct.
To shoot or kill or harvest a sow or a female bear with cubs.
You got to do everything in your power to make sure that there are no cubs with that sow. You can shoot female bears, but they have to be alone. So a lot of times if they're running with dogs or even on baits, the sow will come in or run up the tree and people get ready to shoot. And all of a sudden one of the guides would be like, nope, there's a cub, you know, 40, 50 yards away. And then you can't shoot. You got to back out. But same thing goes for baiting. So long story short, I had a group of two different sows with cubs on my baits, and I had them on the same property, which they're really close. The baits were really close to each other, which is not ideal, but I wanted to have two different sites in case that there was a real dominant bear on one, which would happen because that sow was there with the cubs all the time. So the other bears won't come in because she was pretty big. So I made the decision to shoot whatever came into my bait during shooting hours. It's hot. It's buggy.
That wasn't a sow with cubs.
Right. So I watched this bear come in, and I was watching it, turned my phone on, turned everything on, cameras-wise, and I'm watching it, and now I'm deciding, because bears are very, very hard to judge the actual size of the animal.
Right.
I mean, you know when you have a 400-pounder in front of you versus a 100-pounder, but...
So I go by the look at the ears theory.
The correct. Ears?
Yes.
What's with the ears?
So they say on a mature bear, it will do a perfect triangle because the ears kind of drape to the side. And so if you're looking at them from their nose to the ears and across.
Okay.
But a younger bear will also have very big ears. They're
right.
Very
so
big.
So the smaller the ears look, usually the more bigger, mature, the bigger the bear is.
So got it. This bear came in. I filmed it undecided. I decided to shoot the bear with my bow. Hit him in the right spot, ran into the swamp.
Yeah.
I found him. It wasn't a very big bear, but I did it all on my own. And it was legal.
On your own property.
Yeah, on my own property.
That is a prize within itself.
And, you know, I tell people, I said, that's a challenge in itself. And I might be laying there next to that bear still now if I shot a 300 or 400 pounder by myself. So
you couldn't drag a 300 pounder out by yourself?
Right. I'm excited to make bear sausage. I kept some of the other meat, and I'm going to try different ways. And I've had very, very good bear, and I've had not so good bear. So I'm excited. This is my first one that I've killed over a bait, and we'll see what happens with it. So I'm going to make a lot of sausage. My dad shot a 300-pounder, so we have a lot of meat.
I would definitely love to go out bear hunting. That is definitely a goal for me. Yeah. But I only have 6 preference points, and then I know a couple of people that have places that I can go.
The,
so
the other thing is, I walked back to the bait site.
Here.
All of a sudden, I had a pair of ears. I walking up over the hill from the bottom of the swamp, and the sow with the cubs were on the bait. And my $1,200 Matthews was laying on the ground out there. And I was like, I hope you guys didn't just tear that
Matthews
thing apart.
Matthews is a bow, by the way, and you do not want to get in between a sow and her cubs.
Oh, absolutely
so I'm
not.
Doing the old,
if
you know,
want to find the quickest way for a black bear to get vicious and attack, that is to get between a mama bear and her cubs. It's not a coincidence. There are memes and all the sayings about mama bears.
Yep. Because so I walked up, hey, bear. Hey, bear, and I'm like filming. I'm like, this could get interesting. In
now,
a hurry.
Did he freak Wait, you out is... when the bear turned and said, "Hey, Mike"?
Yeah, no. They ran up. They were up the trees. I filmed them a little bit. I'm talking to him like, just get my bow when I'm out here. You guys can have.
And
a
I'm
bait.
Sure the bear and was just... like, "Oh, it's okay. He's just getting his bow."
Yeah, right. Not at all. Not at all.
Okay, you're saying you filmed this stuff. Where's
I have it on my phone. I'll show you a break.
I have to see.
Yeah, we need to see it.
Yeah.
I think, so there's a key story here. I started by wanting to tease Mike about the little bear that he shot, but it changed into something else because I think that a key to this story, honestly, is my philosophy about anything you hunt in the wild in Wisconsin. It is anything you decide to harvest and put on your dinner table is a trophy.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And I rarely harvest. I've only ever really shot one buck, one big buck in my life, one. And it was on my own property. And there is a satisfaction that you cannot describe. I take does off of the property I hunt because I eat deer all year long. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, that doe is giving the same life as that trophy buck, as that big bear, as that medium-sized bear, that small bear. You did it on your property, and you appreciate the value of that hunt, that harvest, that kill, and that food.
Yep.
So many times. Oh, gosh, I hate the social media. Jess. Does social media drive you crazy?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I'm not on there.
My kids, get off the 3x7. Life happens in three dimensions.
It does.
And I'm going to tell you something. Social media has all but ruined the joy people have in harvesting the average animal that's harvested out there. Because there's so much pressure to get the big one, get the 160 plus inch deer whitetail, shoot this here and make sure it's giant. Everything is a trophy that God put on this earth for us to appreciate. And the fact that you, one of the most experienced hunters you know, and by the way, I went bear hunting with Mike and his dad. I shot a 300 pound bear with my bow in Canada with Mike and his dad.
Yeah. When was this?
What, 5 years ago?
Six, seven, something like that.
Incredible. But the fact that an experienced hunter like him is telling the story, appreciating it over a 100-pound bear, shows you that you can keep that kind of importance and specialness about the hunt, and that's what hunting is
it's
about.
It's the root of why you do it, right? It's not, to your point, these people can say what they want, but it's just get out there and do it. Let people say what they want.
The experience is what it is, and I'm going to tell you, bear meat's my favorite meat to eat, and that one is going to taste beyond delicious. I'm hoping to get a chunk from you to make a future recipe. Yeah. We got a recipe to come. We're going to talk more about Ellie Mae Smoller when we come back on Raised in Wisco. I don't know about you, but it sounds a little bit to me like Kid Rock stole the Hanson song "Mbop." That song, every time I hear that song from Kid Rock,
I feel like it needs to be a mashup.
Mbop, bop, doo-wop. I don't know. Hanson.
It sounded exactly
and
like
now
my
we'll
show.
Have that stuck in our heads all night.
That's a great
long.
Song by Hanson, by the way.
Thank you.
Remind us, producer Jess, let's play that song next week.
We should do mashups.
Mbop. We should do mashups. I think that would be good. And if Raised in Wisco.
Yes.
That is the perfect place to do mashups between Hanson or Michael Jackson and Kid Rock.
You know,
I can see it happening on
the
show.
They do have all those, like on TikTok and everything, the mashup between all the songs. I'm like,
yeah. What blows
hard.
My mind right now is like every Dua Lipa song is exactly like some song from the 80s.
I love that you know Dua Lipa.
Look it up if you don't believe that. I have 21 and 18 year olds.
This is true.
What's going on with their generation, man?
I'll skip a TikTok video like. On the radio, the TikTok station on satellite, and all of a sudden my daughter at 9 years old will start singing it. And I'm like, how do you know that song? Like, I've never even heard it.
Social media is huge right now.
Social media, I'm telling you, it is going to be the death of us. That's all I'm saying. Live life out there in three dimensions. Get out in the waters and woods of Wisconsin. That's why shows like Raised in Wisco that you can hear on your civic media stations throughout Wisconsin, 11 a.m. on Saturdays. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes.
We are about putting the phone down here. Pick it up, take pictures. That's great. We're about putting that 3x7 away and getting out in the real world. And that's why it's so exciting for us to talk about real things like bear hunting. Mike Kretschmer told us about his experience bear hunting.
Everything
you look like you're
going
to say something.
Everything's going now. I mean,
Buck
season's not far away.
Trust me.
Bow hunting. Well, obviously, teal season's over, right? That was only 7 days.
Yes. And I'm really excited because today is the very first day for turkey hunting and deer hunting. So you can listen to us when you get out of the woods and then get prepped and jacked and psyched to get back out in the woods this afternoon. And
right now is lunchtime for everybody getting out of the woods.
That's right.
And take a little snooze and then go right back out there and get after it.
I love a good nap.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's going to be 80. It's 80.
I know. It's 80 degrees. That's okay.
I am over this 80 degree
calendar birds.
We can take a warm nap out in the woods.
Yes. Calendar birds.
We don't need a
blanket. Calendar birds. They travel based on the amount of daylight. So everybody who's all worried about this cold, warm, migration's not going to happen. It's wrong. Birds work on a calendar. They work on the amount of hours of daylight more than winds and weather, which does affect them. But one of the coolest things ever, producer Jess is going to have her first hunting experience with Danielle and me.
I'm so excited.
Danielle Fairman, my sidekick. Here, I'm Joel Clayfish. I'm Raised in Wisco. Producer Jess, who runs the ship on Raised in Wisco, is actually going to go hunting with us for the first time.
She is.
Have you been contemplating that more since we decided that?
I have.
And?
Ooh, I feel like there's a question
mark
in there.
Are you still excited about it?
I am.
Are you nervous?
I'm less nervous.
Oh,
less
good.
Nervous. I'm Why were you nervous before?
I don't know, because it's new.
This is true.
It's a big thing.
It is
going
a big
hunting
thing.
For your first time.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest lives I've ever taken are bugs. So, you know, it's a moral thing that I've been contemplating.
That's great that you're thinking about that, too. Not just going out there to shoot it.
It's a very contemplative thing. You're taking a life. You are taking a life to sustain your own life. And that is the circle of life, not to wax Lion King on you. But that is a true fact. But I will say it. I will say what I do tell people. Look, remember, whether it is the smallest animal, whether it's a fly or an ant you're wiping out, or whether it is an animal that's cute or ugly, they're all still animals that...
Turkeys are a little ugly.
I understand that. I don't understand. People are like, oh yeah, kill a turkey and a goose, but don't you dare kill a rabbit. I don't understand that. It's just that they're one is perceived
delicious.
As cuter as the other than the other.
Side note.
Yes.
So up in Hayward.
Mike Kretschmer, side note.
So if you guys have been listening, I was up in Hayward Cable. That's where they introduced the elk.
Yes.
A bunch of years ago. But now they're real heavy by your place in Black River Falls, Toma, that area.
He's talking about Ellie Mae Smoller.
Yep.
They're heavy by
she
her
was just
place.
Telling she has a place up in the middle part of the state. And then turkeys, the wild turkeys, I've never seen so many turkeys in my life that they have in
really?
Sawyer County.
There's a ton of turkeys,
I
period.
Cannot believe it.
Wisconsin turkey population... Easy for me to say.
The turkey.
I'm serious. So there you go.
There it is.
I'm talking compared to deer, compared to all the other animals up there, there were tons of turkeys, tons of them.
That makes me very happy because, you know, with the wolf population growing and predators growing, they're after turkey poults. And to see a healthy turkey population makes me very, very happy.
I was floored, to put it that way. And I've seen a lot of turkeys. You know, it started western Wisconsin. Now southeast Wisconsin was real heavy. I've never seen so many turkeys like I have up there. Just, you know, a 20-minute ride to the local watering hole.
Which leads me to the fact that if you don't fall hunt turkeys, it's one of the best ways to get a new hunter into the woods, right?
Warmer.
It's warmer. It can be a little buggy. Bring the thermocell along. Turkeys can't smell very well. If they could, you'd never kill them because their eyesight's incredible.
But you get the cold snaps. We had that cold snap over Labor Day. The bugs were a lot less.
Been beautiful. Get out there and fall turkey hunt. They will come to decoys. They will come to calls. And they will fan. They will gobble. It's super exciting. And I think everybody just thinks of deer hunting. But you can...
And imagine all the recipes.
Ah, we got to get to the recipe. Ellie Mae is actually going hunting with us. Danielle and Ellie Mae and I are going hunting next week.
It'll be very exciting.
And it's going to be really exciting because I'm going to talk about the turkey I'm looking to try to hunt.
Are
and
you
I
trying to whisper right now?
I don't want anybody to know about the smoke phase leucistic turkey I'm trying to hunt. I know. It's a turkey of 5 lifetimes. I can't wait. Ellie, are you excited about hunting?
I'm so pumped. I want to go right now.
Talk about a recipe, though.
Okay, well, the geese that I breasted out after our hunt, I made, I might pronounce this wrong, birria. Birria?
Birria tacos. Yeah. Birria. Birria.
So,
las personas quien viven en birria. Tacos.
So I made them.
Yes.
I don't know. The people. I think I just said the people who live in birria tacos, but.
Either way. So I put the meat in a oven bag, actually. I did not use the crock.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, because I've done the venison that way. veggies in there, spices. Use the Sonora provider spice.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Pulled
it out, shredded it.
What a great recipe.
Ooh, it sounds delicious.
Holy cow.
Especially over some rice and
all the juice.
Rice. I want that.
All the juice was in there waiting, ready
Ooh,
for me.
Ooh, and then you use that for the au jus
yes,
or the birria.
Absolutely.
Let's
yeah.
be honest. Birria tacos, really all they are is tacos with au jus.
Yes.
I mean, you're taking a French dip, yes. essentially, and turning it into a Mexican
Mine
dish.
Mine are not textbook. Delightful. They're my version.
Well, you don't need textbook.
Exactly.
That's the beauty of
Ooh,
cooking. Cook something till it tastes delicious.
For our hunting.
We'll talk about snacks. You guys got to keep tuning in. Saturdays at 11 to Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. That's Danielle Fairman, Mike Kretschmer, Ellie Mae Smoller. Oh, boy. It's going to be an exciting week with the start of all the hunting happening at once. Thanks for listening to Raised in Wisco.
Week. Hey, I'm smoking. Hey, I'm drinking.